The Minister for Education, Rory Quinn, was heckled almost constantly as he addressed the Association of Secondary Teachers Conference in Wexford yesterday. Delegates booed and shouted lies and rubbish as the Minister attempted to speak about junior cert reform. There was no applause as he sat down. Here's a quick flavour of what happened.
Minister, if I could ask you to just pause for a moment, please. I'll ask, Andrew, would you please take the megaphone from the hall, please?
Thank you.
Like I said, just a quick flavour of the atmosphere in Wexford at the ASTI conference yesterday afternoon. Sally Maguire, president of the ASTI, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
I was listening earlier to our correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, who's been to many teachers' conferences, and she used words like uncomfortable and relentless to describe the heckling and the atmosphere yesterday. Did your members overstep the mark?
Well, Rachel, there are a lot of very angry members and there's a lot of very high emotion going on among teachers at the moment. And certainly that was expressed yesterday. Now, that's not to say that in any way I would condone that behaviour. The Minister was our guest and I would have hoped that he would have been treated with courtesy. But there are a lot of angry teachers about, and I think they wanted the Minister to realise how they felt and to realise that the messages we've been giving are not just coming from the union people, but that they're coming from all teachers.
But
on the ground.
Could you not do so in another way? I mean, no matter how strongly your members believe that Rory Quinn is doing the wrong thing, are they not conscious of students watching this carry on?
Well, when emotions are heightened, I think maybe that goes out the window a little bit. And certainly the behaviour yesterday was, as I said, was not to be condoned. It's not the way you would like to run your conference, and it's not the way you would like to see teachers portrayed. But unfortunately, it happened. And the thing was that it was a small number, and a lot of people came up to me afterwards and said, I didn't feel represented by that behaviour yesterday. But at the same time, I don't agree with what the Minister is saying.
The thing is that we now have this situation every year at one teachers' conference or another where something like this appears to happen. There's either heckling or a slow hand clap or a walkout. Is it time to look at this behaviour and maybe say to members, listen, once we've invited the man or indeed the woman, as the case might be, we should sit and listen to what they have to say?
Well, I mean, you know, people did sit and listen to a lot of what the Minister had to say, and a lot of what he had to say was what he has been saying all along, particularly about the junior cycle. He hasn't really given any leeway on the junior cycle and continues to say the teachers are not telling him what they want. And I think we told him very clearly in several speeches yesterday about what we want on junior cycle and have been saying it very clearly. And, you know, I think that the Minister appears to be not for turning, and that's very unfortunate because I think there is a window of opportunity now, between now and September, for the Minister maybe to review some of his decisions and to defer the junior cycle for a year.
On that issue, the substantial issue here, are there any circumstances under which your members would be willing to mark their own students' exam work?
Well, it's very difficult because, you know, the exam system is one of the systems in the country which people have the most faith in. There was a survey done in Tilburg University about confidence that people have in different countries in their systems, and the confidence in the political system in Ireland was 38%, and in the exam system and the education system was 78%. So people, parents, teachers, students have confidence in the exam system, that it's objective, that it's impartial, and they want to hold on to that.
But they also have problems, as I'm sure you'd accept, with this relentless focus on exams and on points.
They do, and the Minister's announcement this week that he's changing the bans for the point system for the grading of the junior of the leaving cert is to be welcomed. It's a small step along the way as to what needs to be done, because certainly the emphasis on point system is very difficult for students, and there's huge pressure on leaving cert students, particularly at this time of the year.
So just back then to this central issue, the question of whether or not teachers should be willing to mark their own students' exam work. Is that something that you can see happening?
I really can't, Rachel. I mean, I think there are a lot of very good things about the Minister's junior cycle proposals, and a lot of things, it's terrible really, because a lot of things in it, teachers are very excited about, and they want to implement those changes. But the assessment just overrides everything. And teachers, they, at second level, there's a great relationship between teachers and students, and they want to continue fighting for their students and being their advocates, and they don't want to be turned into their judges.
We heard in our news bulletin earlier about the possibility of a merger between the two unions, between your own union, the ASTI, and the TUI. Now, I know this is something that's been mooted in the past, but how advanced are these plans?
Well, I think everybody's talking about it. The TUI are talking about it. We're talking about it. And really, it makes no sense to have two unions at second level, because most issues we're very united on. And I think it's time. Now, it's very early stages, but I do think it's time that we should be working on joining forces and becoming one strong union for all 27,000 second level teachers.
So this is something that you will be advocating?
I certainly will.
And what about the TUI? Are they also well disposed towards this, do you know?
They are very much so, yes, they are. I think they have been talking about it at their conference too.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. Sally Maguire there, President of the ASTI.